on 88.1. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Glad you're with us. Jaywin Russick, our theater critic, is here as well. There is a new Broadway-bound production of Gigi at the Kennedy Center, and Judy has bounded down 95 to go check it out. Good morning, Judy. Good to see you.
Good morning, Tom.
So Gigi, it's not a new musical, but I understand that there's something very new about this particular production at Kennedy Center. It really is headed to Broadway, and they're pretty sure about that?
Oh, yeah, next month. Next month. Well, Gigi started out back in 1958 as a musical movie, an MGM movie. Mm-hmm. It starred Leslie Caron, Maurice Chevalier, Louis Jourdan. It was Alan J. Lerner and Frederick Lowe's first big musical after My Fair Lady. And it actually has been on Broadway before. It was there in 1973. Lerner and Lowe adapted it for the stage. They added songs, and the score won the Tony Award. But despite that, it only lasted 3 months on Broadway.
That's interesting. But it's, even though it was a short run, it really was kind of a flop, but it still won the Tony for best music.
Yeah. So that would make it seem that the score wasn't so much the problem. So what's new in this production is a brand new adaptation of the script. It's by a British playwright named Heidi Thomas, and the adaptation moves the songs around a little. It assigns some of them to different characters, and it makes Gigi more of a free-spirited modern woman. It's set in 1900. It's the year of a world exposition in Paris, and there are references to that in the script. So thematically, it now has a strong sense of the times changing and a new era coming.
That's interesting. So a lot of times when they redo musicals, they redo the music. I mean, that's they write new songs, they take songs out, but this time they sort of kept the music and they wrote a new script. So Gigi is based on a novel, a French novel by Colette, and it's a pretty unusual and somewhat, you know, risque subject matter. It's about a girl whose relatives are training her to be a high-class courtesan. In this new version, have they done anything to make that subject a little more tame, a little more, you know, acceptable for G audiences?
I think they have. Gigi's grandmother and especially her great aunt Alicia are still training her to be a courtesan. And this goes into high gear when a wealthy family friend named Gaston expresses interest in Gigi. And one of the things that they've done in this adaptation is that they've made Gigi a couple years older and they've made Gaston younger, so there isn't that age discrepancy. And another change is that her grandmother and her great aunt have different attitudes towards Gigi. Her aunt wants Gigi to lead the kind of life she did. She was a mistress to the upper crust and even royalty. And her grandmother truly wants Gigi to be happy, to only do this if she really wants to. And we see this conflict particularly in one of the songs that's been reassigned. Thank Heaven for Little Girls, which opened the movie, was sung by Gaston's uncle, played by Maurice Chevalier. In this case, it's sung by the two sisters, the grandmother and the great aunt, and their different attitudes are very clearly represented by the way that they sing. So that the aunt sings, "Without them, what would little boys do?" with a kind of wicked gleam in her eye, and the grandmother sings it with sort of a sweetness. Now, I have to say, Tom, there are no recordings yet of this new version, but I did bring the Chevalier version just as a kind of memory refresher.
Yeah, let's listen to a little Maurice Chevalier.
Tous malin say thank heaven for little girls. For little girls get bigger every day. Thank heaven for little girls, they grow up in the most delightful way.
Iconic song and an iconic recording. Now, Gigi has a lot of songs, actually, that became standards. What other songs have been re-envisioned or reassigned to somebody else?
Well, Tom, another of the Chevalier solos from the movie, I'm Glad I'm Not Young Anymore, has now become a duet sung by the same character, who's played here by Howard McGillen, and by Gigi's grandmother, who's played by Victoria Clark. And they are two major Broadway names and stars, and they sing magnificently together. That said, I have to say by the time they sing I'm Glad I'm Not Young Anymore, about three-quarters of the way into the show, we're much more interested in what's going on with Gigi, and this song sort of slows the show down.
Mm-hmm. So this original stage version was 1973. What are the songs like that were added for that version?
Well, they kind of vary. And Gigi and Gaston have a big climactic romantic duet near the end in this wide, wide world. But it really wasn't big or dramatic enough for that moment. On the other hand, there's a really lively and memorable one of these newish songs, the 1973 songs, called Paris is Paris Again. And I brought that for you to hear from the 1973 cast album.
Moon burning bright. right, and like bats in the night come the well-feathered demi-mondaine, and Paris is Paris again. Ladies, you know, arm in arm with their low-class Anovas meander the Seine, and Paris is Paris again.
All right, Paris is Paris again. That's from the 1973 cast album of Gigi. So, Judy, you've mentioned several cast members, but not the person playing Gigi. So what can you tell us about her and about the actor who plays her love interest?
Well, big news about her. She is played by Vanessa Hudgens, who has a huge young people following because she starred in the High School Musical franchise. So that's very smart casting in terms of drawing young audiences to the theater. This is her Broadway debut. She looks adorable. She's full of girlish joie de vivre, and her singing is definitely up to the task. But her love interest, Gaston, is an actor named Corey Codd, and I find him a little disappointing. He didn't seem completely convincing as a famous playboy, and I thought his singing was a little bit nasal.
All right, so overall, do you think that this re-envisioned Gigi, it sounds like fairly substantial changes. I mean, they've really thought a lot about this, I mean, but will it make Gigi a successful Broadway show after all this time? It's been a long time, 1973.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have to say, it looks just beautiful. It has costumes by Catherine Zuber and sets with a lot of ornate wrought iron by Derek McLean. They get that Belle at Puck feeling. It's directed by Eric Schaefer, the artistic director of Signature Theater in Arlington. We've talked a lot about him in the past. The book improvements are definitely good. Gigi turns into more of a modern woman who thinks for herself, makes it much more palatable. I'd love to see it make it on Broadway. It was my father's favorite show. It has a glorious score, and Lerner and Lowe don't seem to get their due much anymore.
All right, so Gigi, it's going to be in Washington at the Kennedy Center through Thursday. You've got a chance to check it there before it gets to Broadway. Theater critic Jay Wynn Russick, always fun to see you. Thanks so much.
Fun to be here.
On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Lots more coming up. Stay with us.
Gigi! Oh, no, I was mad not to have seen the change in you. Oh, Gigi, while you were trembling on the brink, was I out yonder somewhere blinking at a star? Oh, Gigi, have I been standing up too close or back too far? When did your sparkle turn to fire and your warmth become desire? Oh, what miracle has made you the way you are?